You're listening to
Spam Jam Radio.
The best.
Jam 14.
Hi, what can I get you?
Oh, I'll have a sad piece of stale old bread with wilted lettuce and two slices of mealy tomato.
Our special then. Great choice, sir.
As a 22-year-old spray-tanned douche, Sal Fantucci was sad one drunken night to realize he could never be an inspiring, ovarian cancer-surviving, skydiving grandma gone viral. Sometimes life can be a cruel mistress.
Say, Jim, I just had me a thought. We've been sitting here on these here steps, smoking every couple hours on the hour for going on 16 years and change, and I never even thought to ask you a single thing of any import or share in any way of my inner mind, my true self. Well, actually, any place in the vague vicinity of my genuine self. For example, sometimes I wonder what it must be like to love and be immensely proud of your arbitrary country of birth and lifelong nationality, marry your high school sweetheart in your local chapel, eat dinner with your aunts and uncles every Sunday, and so love the random dishes your grandmama made. To respect your elders and actually believe that father knows best. Ha! Wouldn't that be a hoot?
Any question on the wine menu?
Yes. Which is the best one to pour in your ear? Which is the best for blowing bubbles with a straw? Which one has the best empty bottle to sit on naked afterwards?
That would be their 2018 Chateau Poupou.
Excellent. We'll take 3 bottles and 2-day-old croissants.
As I wait, I look at the picture of Mom and Dad from dinner last night. She with her perm and little round shape, he with his bald head and bloated red face, each deeply stubborn, unable and unwilling to understand. And I think, why would they have had me? Surely they must have known I would never amount to much, that I would live a tedious, unrewarding life that fosters no joy. It's in the genes. I've already got her stolid shape, and I've heard his nervous laugh in mine. Why would they do it? I wouldn't. Never. Not if there was a chance the boy would end up like me. But really, how else could it ever be?
Grande mochaccino, extra shot.
Yeah, that's me. Thanks. Have a great day.
Good. Looks like everything is in order. All that remains now is for you to sign 3 times. Here, here, and here. Wipe this copy under your armpit and poke yourself in the eye with this desiccated squid.
I love your scent. What is it? Oh, it's Boudin Boudoir from Pappy's of Fort Stink.
No way. Not the Essence of Naval series.
Uh-huh. One and the same.
Oh, it's wonderful. It reminds me of Uncle Ned's special hidden place, of a deep and murky woe, of Saturday mornings in the drunk pen.
Yeah, of a white Christmas filled with patricide and port.
Of a holiday romance gone tragically wrong.
Of violent abduction far from home that destroys several families across multiple generations.
Of lifelong addiction before dying anonymous and alone.
Oh, isn't it just the best?
Wow, that car is so beautiful.
Oh, please don't say that.
What? Why?
I'm allergic to adjectives. Please don't use them.
What a silly man you are.
Please, I beg you.
I will have to consider that carefully.
Oh, stop it.
What?
Well, I'm allergic to adverbs too.
Yeah, Scotch rocks, anything Japanese.
If it's Japanese, it ain't Scotch.
Good point. Whiskey then. Anything Irish. This has been a Canter Loop production. Thanks for listening.